Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. It's your girl Avery Hart back again with another dose of daily detachment. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel spinning out of control? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be focused on one thing, maybe finishing that report, or actually listening to your friend vent about their latest drama. But your attention keeps bouncing around like a rogue tennis ball. Yeah, we've all been there. Today's episode is diving deep into finding freedom in distraction. Sounds counterintuitive, right? Like embracing chaos instead of conquering it? Trust me, there's real wisdom in learning to navigate those mental wanderings. We're gonna unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your focus and actually enjoy the ride. First things first, let's acknowledge that distraction is a part of being human. Our brains are wired for novelty, constantly seeking stimulation. It's like we're genetically programmed to get sidetracked by every shiny object in sight. The key isn't about eliminating distractions entirely, because let's be real, that's impossible. It's about developing the awareness and tools to manage them effectively. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a bustling city street. There are pedestrians rushing around, cars honking, and street performers trying to grab your attention. It can be overwhelming, but you wouldn't stand in the middle of that chaos panicking, would you? You'd find your way, navigate through the crowds, and maybe even enjoy a tasty hot dog along the way. That's what we're doing here, learning to walk with intention amidst the mental noise. Second, recognize that distractions aren't always bad. Sometimes, allowing your mind to wander can spark creativity or lead to unexpected insights. Think of daydreaming as a mental workout, flexing those creative muscles. Just remember to set boundaries, designate specific times for focused work and times for allowing your mind to wander freely. Third, mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, practicing mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing when your mind starts drifting and gently bringing it back to the task at hand. Think of it like training a puppy. You gotta be patient, consistent, and celebrate those small wins when they focus on their chew toy instead of chewing your shoes. Fourth, embrace deep work sessions. This is where you dedicate focused time to your most important tasks, minimizing distractions to the max. It's about creating a mental sanctuary where you can truly dive into your work without interruption. Think of it like going on a digital detox, but for your brain. Unplug from those notifications, silence your phone, and give yourself permission to be fully present with your work. And lastly, remember that progress isn't linear. Some days will be smoother than others. There will be times when you feel like you're winning the battle against distraction and times when it feels like a losing war. But don't beat yourself up. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling to finish that big project she needs to submit. She's constantly getting sidetracked by emails, social media, and even just daydreaming about her weekend plans. She feels overwhelmed and frustrated, like she's stuck in an endless cycle of distraction. Then, one day, Sarah decides to try some of the tips we've talked about today. She sets aside dedicated, deep work sessions, turns off notifications, and practices mindfulness throughout the day. At first, it's tough. Her mind keeps wandering, but she gently brings it back to the task at hand. Slowly but surely, she starts to notice a difference. She feels more focused, more productive, and even less stressed. She starts enjoying her work again because she's not constantly battling distractions. The key takeaway here is that finding freedom in distraction isn't about becoming a monk living in solitude. It's about learning to navigate the world with intention and awareness, choosing when to engage with distractions and when to step back and focus on what truly matters. So, my fellow Stoic Seekers, let's make today a day of mindful navigation. Embrace those mental wanderings, but also remember to bring your focus back to the present moment whenever you get sidetracked. You've got this. And before I go, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review and let me know what resonates with you most. Until next time, keep detaching and stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.